Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. For this podcast, I wanted to try something rather different in that the game I'm covering isn't a full release yet. It has very recently released an early access form as of writing of this podcast, meaning it isn't quite finished and still needs a lot of tweaks and fixes before it is ready for its final release. However, it has already grown a sizable audience due to its premise and how long it had been in development for, and the game in question is known as Paralives. Paralives is a life simulation game in a very similar style to the Sims series of games, only that this game was made by a small indie team of less than 20 people and on a lower budget, with the game's funding being done via Patreon with over 15,000 backers. It actually started development in 2019 by just one man, with the main focus of innovation being a system that allowed for more creative freedom when building houses and designing your characters. Over the years, the team working on the game gradually grew until it became the close-knit team that it is today. Due to many players' frustrations with EA's handling of the Sims franchise, particularly with selling countless overpriced downloadable content for The Sims 4, bad gameplay implementation, as well as leaving the game a buggy mess, many craved for there to be alternative life simulation games, just to prove that the greedy corporate EA could never be on top selling bad products forever. And leading up to the mid-2020s, there was suddenly a surge of competitors to The Sims rising up, including InZoi, Life by You, and yes, even Paralives was one of them, giving the game even more publicity than before. As exciting as this was for a lot of people to potentially play new life simulation games, unfortunately, one of the games, Life by You, was cancelled due to development not being up to the standard they wanted for how ambitious the project was. By comparison, InZoi did manage to release in early access, and as beautifully detailed the game is, many felt the game was lacking in depth in its gameplay, though it is slowly receiving updates to address this. But as for Paralives, though its early access was delayed from last year to late May this year, it already managed to sell over 250,000 copies within 8 hours of its first release, making it clear that the game launch was successful and will likely maintain a dedicated audience, based on what many had thought about the game. Speaking of which, Paralives features a hand-drawn inspired 3D art style, compared to the more realistic art style from The Sims, and it takes place in a small town rather than a large city, with the overall tone of the game being what many would describe as comfy. When starting the game, you arrive to the town via a train, and you have the option to either play as a wide selection of pre-existing households or create your own. Then you can choose your difficulty through selecting one of three storytellers shortly after. The characters in the game are known as Parafolk, and the game's currency is known as Paradimes. Though on the surface, the gameplay of Paralives is very similar to The Sims, one of the most defining features of Paralives is how Parafolk interact with each other. Rather than being given a wheel with a long list of options and full control over the actions of your characters, like in The Sims, Paralives instead features a system that uses together cards whenever Parafolk interact with each other, where at least three different response options appear on screen and will have different effects on the Parafolk's mood depending on what response was chosen. And depending on how many aspects are affecting a Parafolk's mood, this will also have an effect on the chance of success for certain interactions other Parafolk attempt with them. Now, as stated before, Paralives is still currently in early access, meaning there are many missing features to be added later, like swimming, driving cars, and owning pets, and you can also expect to encounter a lot of programming bugs or potential performance issues when playing the game. However, the developers were very transparent with the community about what would and what wouldn't be in the game during early access, but they're also very open to community suggestions and feedback, going so far as to have a dedicated button in the game to report any bugs you encounter or make your own suggestions of what could be added or changed in the game. And from my own experience playing the game, though it is indeed still rather buggy and not completely stable in terms of general performance and game loading time, I'm enjoying what the game has to offer, and I'm particularly enjoying creating Parafolk and building my house a little more than the gameplay itself, but many others are guilty of this too. All in all, though Paralives' early access launch was a success, and though it has many bugs to be fixed and many new features to be added, the game has a long road ahead until it's ready for its full release. But still, I look forward to every step of the game's development, as it looks incredibly promising. Join me again next time